I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. California has entered into another fight with the Trump administration of the way it's carrying out immigration policies. It says unidentified ICE agents are masked and making people just disappear. The administration says the masks are important to protect the agents' identity and keep them from harm. These are two very different and interesting arguments, so let's go through them. Governor Gavin Newsom says it is the first in the nation ban of most law enforcement officers wearing masks while conducting official business.
Unmarked cars, people in masks, people quite literally disappearing, no due process, no rights in a democracy where we have rights. Immigrants have rights, and we have the right to stand up and push back, and that's what we're doing here today.
This comes as ICE agents, National Guard, and Marines have come into the state to conduct raids. Trump administration officials have defended the use of the masks, saying immigration agents face strident and increasing harassment in public and online as they carry out enforcement of the drive toward mass deportation.
This is a disgrace. This is an outrage, what we have allowed to happen in this country. And I could not be more proud of this legislature, the legislative authors, to the community demanding more from all of us at this moment to push back.
The new law prohibits neck gaiters, ski masks, and other facial coverings for local and federal officers, including immigration enforcement agents. It does make exceptions for undercover agents, medical masks such as the N95s, and does not apply to state police. Tricia McLaughlin, Homeland Security Assistant Secretary, says sanctuary politicians' rhetoric comparing ICE to secret police, likening them to Gestapo, is diabolical. She says obscuring their identities is necessary for the safety of the agents and their families. Newsom says this is out of control.
Saying enough. To ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
And says the talk of identifying and doxing agents is just untrue and that there hasn't been an increase in violence toward those agents. Newsom also signed legislation preventing immigration agents from entering schools and healthcare facilities without valid warrant or judicial order and requiring them to notify parents and teachers when agents are on campus. So this is a clash once again between a federal policy and state laws. Can the federal government come into a community and conduct raids that violate state law? Does the Trump administration have the right to send unidentified masked agents into communities and schools, putting people into vans to disappear? Or do states have the right to say we shall protect our residents, especially from anybody who would come into an area with no identification, wearing a mask, and put them in vans and take them away? What makes sense? Email me if you like at ed@edbaxternews.com.